I've decided to share my travels with you as I got married 2 weeks ago, and so I'm not Jacqueline B anymore, I'm Jacqueline H, but I'm going to stay with my boo name of Jacqueline B. And I had a marvellous time on the Isle of Wight getting married to the love of my life. And we came back and we've been working, and we're about to embark on our honeymoon road trip. And I thought it might be, I'm cutting off from all social media and email and phone and everything pretty much. However, I thought it might be a good idea to get me back into booing again, and by starting with my travels. So the next few weeks boos are going to pretty much be about my honeymoon and where we go and what we see and what we do and the people we meet. So if that is not of interest, then I suggest you ignore any of the boos that I produce with the hashtag honeymoon. I'll try and remember to do that. And so although we don't fly until Thursday, today is sort of, I feel like it's the start day, because it's the last day of work. So I've cleared my emails and handed over to my, well, I'm about to hand over to my VA, my virtual assistant. I've got about an hour and a half work to do that. But meanwhile, I've been to the post office and had a marvellous experience in the post office, albeit rather long. I was in there for just over 45 minutes sorting out travel money and travel insurance. But the guy was so helpful and so brilliant. When I went in there, there was no queue. I was very fortunate. And by the time I left, there was an enormous queue, even though there were like four other cashiers serving. And he just patiently sat and went through and answered any questions and put me at ease about things. And he was just absolutely brilliant. So that's the post office in Moseley. So I could highly recommend that post office. And I've gone with these sort of travel cards that you can preload rather than carrying cash. We were very lucky because during our wedding guests actually bought us dollars, US dollars. So we had some dollars to take away with us. So we have some cash and we've got our cards. And he did sell me the travel insurance. Although it's more expensive, it's pretty straightforward. He filled out most of it for me. And and you know what you're getting with the post office, don't you? So, you know, there's no excesses. And I just decided to go for something that's solid and easy rather than shop around. Having done all that, that's very exciting. I'm now sitting in my favourite coffee house in Moseley, Damascena. I'll send you a picture. And sitting here, I'm going to have a nice coffee, and they've just presented me with a hummus and olive cone. So it's a Moroccan coffee house, and they've got all sorts of Moroccan and Turkish food, and it's absolutely divine. It probably sounds a little noisy because it is by the main road, but they've got a little alleyway with beautiful plants, and the lights all come from Syria, actually, because the owners are Syrian, and they imported all the lights and many of the furnishings, and it's very, very chilled and very, very gorgeous. And they look after me, basically. So I'm doing that, and then I'm going to sit here and work for an hour. And then I'm going to mosey on home, meet my friend. We're exchanging birthday gifts because both of our 50th birthdays whilst I'm away. And then tomorrow is off to London to do a day of work before flying on Thursday. And I guess you probably not want to know where we're going. So we're going to Florida. I got interrupted then. So we're going to Florida on Thursday via Atlanta from Heathrow. And my brother-in-law and his wife live there on a little town called Seaside, which is on the Gulf Coast. And we are staying with them. We're really lucky. They're really lovely and are going to look after us. So we'll be there on Independence Day. And apparently there's a fireworks display and a little beach picnic on that day. And we've got they've got some friends coming around. They're showing us off. This will be my third time of meeting them. So that'll be interesting to develop that relationship further. And then on the 8th of July, we're going to New Orleans for a couple of nights with the brother-in-law, David, and his wife, Kathy. And then back to Florida for a day or so. And then on the 12th of July, we're going on our own out to New York for my birthday celebrations. So we've got three nights in New York in Fitzpatrick Hotel nearby Grand Central to celebrate my birthday. And then we fly back to the UK on July the 15th and land on July the 16th. So quite an adventure planned. And in between all of that, there is a recovery centre called the Gulf Breeze Recovery Centre, which is a rehab in not far, well, about an hour's drive from where our hosts are. And so we're going to visit that on the way to New Orleans. So I've arranged with the owners there to go and have a tour and talk to them, because it's a rehab that's run solely on three principles. So I'm really, really looking forward to going and seeing how that works and so on. And the guy who runs it wrote a book called The Serenity Principle, and it's a great book for people in recovery based on the three principles. So that's it for now. I will upload this boo and send some pictures, and look forward to any comments or any feedback or anything like that, because one of the things that I truly miss about audio booing is the community and is the engaging with you guys. So I'll only be doing the boos when I'm in the Wi-Fi area. So if you do feedback or boo back with anything, do accept my apologies for any delayed response, because it'll only be from a Wi-Fi position. Love you all, and very excited. Bye-bye.